Wednesday night, early Yitzchak, for this Halvavos. What happened to the shear? The shear got emasculated. Why? The shear got emasculated. Okay. I have to go to a chasana, so we'll just... So we're up to Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and we're up to Perek Shlishi, and we're up to number 12. And we page Reish Nun, and now we're on page Reish Nun Aleph. And he actually talks about the more the classic meaning of Cheshbon HaNefesh, but he puts his particular twist on it, that you should see where your ambitions lie. Right? Someone says, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you say, oh, I want to be an engineer. I want to make money. I want to be famous. Our desires, ambitions, our hopes, our enthusiasm is not so much in Torah and Ruchnia. That we get by, you know, we're frum and we keep all the Tayag mitzvahs and we're big tzaddikim, but we're not enthusiastic about it. That's not our goals in life, is not to. Our goals in life is in Gashmius. So that's what he talks about, and we should make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, how much of our inner self is in Dvorim Ruchniyim, and that's what we're working on and climbing, and that's the goal of our life. That's our career. Someone says, what's your career? You say, I have a career in Yiras Hashem. No. You mean, how do you make money? That's what you mean by the word career. Okay, so we'll start now on page Reish Nun Aleph. He says, you know, and you're all, you have devoted your life and you don't even know what's going to happen. You can go bankrupt, right? All the vicissitudes of life can happen to you. You don't even know if you're going to have it. And we ignore, even if we don't ignore it, if we're firm and we keep to the rules, but we're not into our ruchniyistic lives, which is there forever. V'hidvichonu achosid, on page Reish Nun Aleph, the last word of the line, around the middle of the page, v'hidvichonu achosid ha'acher, and that means David HaMelech, ala histapkos. He said, we should not desire to be rich. That should not be a desire of ours. Our desire should be to have what we need. And the Chavizal Dovus is not bashful. Nowhere in the Sefer does he imply that you shouldn't work for a living. On the contrary, and he says here again, David HaMelech was mezarez us to work and earn money for the money that we need. But you have to be able to draw a line and to say it's not an ambition, you don't get into it. And then you want a raise, and then you want a bigger house, then you want more toys and more things and a bigger this, and then you have to take on more work, and then you get into that. So that's what you should avoid, you must avoid. But he, on the other hand, he was Mazaras Lishtadel Lirchosh Lemazone Nulachal Koloseinu. But Amor Yigia Kapecha Kisochel, Kisochel, you eat it, you don't save it. Ashrecha V'tovloch. V'af, in fact, Yichel Achosid Meyes Hashem, this is Shlomo HaMelech already in Mishlei, Sheyasapik Lo Mizono, we should give him his sustenance. B'shelo Yitin Lo Mino Osher, he should not make him wealthy. Hamevil Amol Soros, because wealth all too often leads to mosaros, it leads to being involved in things that you don't need, and then you're involved in gashmius, and that's not a good thing. The lomina oni, and you want to be saved from oni, maybe the shchisus hamidos vahados, then you have all kinds of nisyonos, and then you maybe, it's easy, you know, when you feel trapped and you feel you gotta do something to feed, to put bread on the table. The person is capable of all sorts of things to put bread on the table. So you want Hashem to save you from this and from that. Don't give me poverty, but don't give me wealth. Let me have what I need, because I realize the dangers in each situation. Pen ezba v'kichashti v'yomarti mi Hashem. Upeni Voresh, I'll become poverty stricken. Begonavti, Vitafasti Shem Elokoi. Vachayotzi by Mutsonu, Sheyakov Avinu Olav Asholom, Bikesh Me Hashem Akal Kolom. Ba'omro, Venosli Lechem Lechel Ubeged Lilbosh. So this is where he went. He went like this. He started off saying that the Iker number 12 here is to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh where your heart is, what your life is about, where your enthusiasm lies, what your goals are, what you're living for. Like, what are you excited? When you get up in the morning, do you think, what can I accomplish today in Avodas Hashem? Or do you think, how do I solve that problem at work, and I have to figure out how to solve that problem? And you feel accomplished when you get a raise, but maybe we don't feel so accomplished when we make a siyum, etc., etc. Then he said, in fact, if you're involved in these things, they're temporary, ephemeral. They don't last very long. They're olam hazeh things. You can spend your kochos and enthusiasm and eagerness and life to accumulate wealth, and then you become bankrupt in 1 second. It happens. People become bankrupt, or they die early, and then they don't have anything from it. So what they do? So better, just logically, it's better to hook up with something ruchni that's eternal than something that's gashmi, and you don't even know if you're going to eat the fruits of your own labors. Okay, and then he said, in fact, David HaMelech warns us to only ask Hashem for what we need, not for mosaros, because it's useless and purposeless, and you don't even know if you'll be around to enjoy it, and it's not a good thing to be involved in. It takes you away from Hashem. But then he said, but at the same time, it's not just okay, but you should be involved in getting what you need. Yegia kapecha kisochel ashrecha v'tovloch. Yaakov Avinu said, v'losanli lechem lechol uveged lilbosh. You gotta have what you gotta have. And Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei said, Hashem, don't make me wealthy, but don't make me poor. So you gotta walk this middle ground. But now he comes back, ha'im lo tisorer achi, we're in the beginning of a line, around the last third of the page, a little less than a third of the page left. And he's coming back now to the main point of number 12. V'hem lo tisorer achi, v'tirem migras, don't you see the ridiculousness, the chisaron, masha talohut bo, what you are chasing, u'mesadva elov, lahasig ma'amad l'gufcha, kifi matzovu hativi. Again, at best, it's gonna. How long does a person live already? And it's always koruch and agmas nefesh and aggravation, and you can't win. In Mizbah, if you eat too much, you're full, and you indulge there, you get sick. Yechla. Bimirav, if you eat too little and you don't have enough to eat, or if you want to be in shape, you end up starving yourself, you stake, and you can do your body damage that way. If you wear too many clothing, too fancy clothing, yokuts, you end up, you're not comfortable. I know, like lady shoes. Why don't you just buy a pair of comfortable shoes? My wife looks at me like I'm crazy. She gathers pretty good. She wears these ugly shoes that are comfortable. But, I mean, they're not ugly to me. I don't know. What do I know if they're ugly or not? But buy comfortable shoes. I know women, women like to have stylish shoes. I don't know. Why can't they make stylish shoes that don't hurt your feet? Why do the stuff? Does that go hand in hand or foot on foot?
I think you're asking the wrong crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, the Amnisha Arum, but if you don't dress properly, you'd stire. And anyway, it's not up to you. Right? What was the guy's name? Okay, this is a unusual story. Jogging for Life, the guy that wrote the book Jogging for Life. He dropped dead when he was jogging. Okay, so that doesn't mean you shouldn't jog. That's not what I mean. But it's not in your power. Right, ultimately, it's not up to us. It's 9:15.